Thank you for calling customer support. This is Stacy. How may I help you?
Yes. My name is Robert Sherbeck, and I had something taken out of my bank today for the amount of $59.95, and I need to know what that's all about.
Okay. Let's see here. What's your zip code?
31419.
All right, so your line kind of cut out. Give me that zip code one more time.
31419.
Okay, and spell that last name for me.
S-C-H-E-A-R-B-A-C-K.
Okay. And can you verify your shipping address?
1510 Fort Argyle Road, Savannah, Georgia.
Okay. Give me just a second here. Let's see. I do have an account here. It is with iPure Mini Pods. They're ear pods with great quality and sound.
Well, I didn't answer. I didn't order that. I don't know where that come from. I had received a pair a couple of weeks ago that I paid $1 for, and that was supposed to be all I was supposed to be charged for. So I need this charge taken off my account.
Okay, sir. This product was ordered back on April the 1st on a 14-day trial, sir. Whenever there's no call for cancellation within the 14-day trial, you are charged full price of that product.
Well, why don't y'all let me know, everybody know this, when they order something? Because I never even got a packing slip or anything with this product.
It's on terms
so I want my money back.
It is listed in the terms and the conditions on the order form that's filled out, sir. It does have to be accepted to before the order form will go through.
Okay, well, answer me this. I was supposed to have 2 iPads or laptops coming. That was charged. My account was charged $39.95. A piece for this same month. Is that your company too?
No, sir.
Because I haven't received any of that product, and I sent a notification back to their email address, and they tell me they're looking into it, and they'll get back with me. But that's been quite a while, and by now someone should have looked into it.
Right, so
what
that's
I
not
need
me,
to do?
Sir.
Is get, what do I need to do to get my money back? I can send these iPods back. I don't need them.
Right. It is up to your own expense. We don't provide shipping, and there is a $9.95 restocking fee. So what I can do here to I can offer you a 35% refund on that charge, meaning that you didn't understand the terms.
That ain't enough. That ain't enough. That ain't near enough.
Okay.
I need lots more than that.
Give me just a second here. All right, sir. So what I can do here is I can place my own discount onto your account. It'll give you a 50% credit, and I can refund that charge at 50%. You won't need to return that item, and you won't need to pay the $9.95 restocking fee.
So how much is that going to give me a credit for?
Let's see. $29.98.
Okay, well, I guess if that's the best you can do, I can go along with that. But what I need you to do right this minute, I need you to make sure to take my name, my address, and any other information that's on this account. I want you to delete it out of your system and never send me another email.
Oh, Alrighty, so fun. You should have an email in your email that you're not on a reoccurring account, so your account is canceled. Do you need a cancellation number?
Yes, I do.
It's C as in Charlie, 36, E as in Echo, 1, F as in Fox, 1, E as in Echo, 01.
All right. Tell it to me again.
C, 36, E, 1, FF, 1, E, 01.
And that's going to be done as of today, right?
Yes, sir. It does take 3 to 5 business days to be available in the account, but you do have a confirmation email confirming with the amount.
Okay. And you say my credit should be back in my account within 3 to 5 days?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, sir. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.
You do the same. Goodbye.